Perkembangan seterusnya, izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris. With Hong Kong reopening and dropping the mask mandate, its cultural scene is roaring back to life. It is making up for lost time with countless gallery and museum show openings, as well as Art Basel, Hong Kong returning to its full glory. Sales at Art Basel are already expected to be impressive. Our colleague Nina Rosman has the report.
Hi, right now I'm in Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Centre, where there's an event of Art Basel. It's premiering galleries from 177 galleries from 32 countries from Asia, Europe and even beyond. But I want to bring someone important to discuss on this, how this event has ramped up the business community and boost into the tourism and even our economy. So I'm going to present and welcome you. Our guest today is Stéphane Le Pelletier, the director of Stéphane Le Pelletier, director of Opera Gallery Asia Pacific. How are you,
Stéphane? Good, thank you.
Firstly, I want to touch on this is one of the biggest. This year is getting bigger. Even after the last, it was held on 2019.
Yes.
So far, this is the biggest, 177 galleries from 32 countries. So people want to know how is it so big and unique after 3 years of pandemic?
So I think we can call it a COVID revenge somehow.
COVID revenge.
Yes. People have the desire to participate. People have the desire to celebrate. And there is no better way than culture and art, I think, in order to gather and to enjoy all together.
Right. So from during the 3 years, is getting back on our feet. How do you see the tourism industry? This event is a part of the tourism, promoting the tourism industry in Hong Kong and even globally to promote international arts, even local arts. So what are the challenges we've seen before this?
But there is no more challenges.
There's no more challenges?
No. At the moment, there is no more challenges. The challenge happened the past 3 years.
The past actually, 3 years.
Because,
we want to understand the challenges.
It was not happening. Now everything is back to normal, so I would say I wouldn't call it a challenge, you know, anymore. Challenge is sometimes seen as something which is not really positive.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening now is totally positive. You can see the crowd. Yesterday we had the VIP opening. The fair was packed. We could see collectors from all over the world who came to Hong Kong specially for this art fair.
Okay. From this event, how do you see how can we strengthen the regional cooperation and even boost the economy by adding the added value to the tourism sector?
So once again, I think Hong Kong has always been like an extremely vibrant and open-minded art scene. And I think it's certainly one of the most important art hub in this part of the world. So no wonder collectors from Europe, also all the countries in Asia and beyond are coming to Hong Kong, especially for this art fair.
Right. I want to talk a little bit further on the effort of focusing on purchasing on art online and even where to purchase it. Can you tell us a little bit on that?
Yeah, of course. I think every gallery today offer the possibility to buy art online. We have adjusted, I would say, the business, and we have put in place some online viewing room that you can access through our website. But we still like to connect with the public and the collectors, and we want them to visit our galleries and our booth worldwide. We currently have 15 galleries.
Oh, 15.
Yes, okay. I think we became one of the largest gallery network in the world.
Mm.
So we are in like Paris, London, Geneva, Monaco, New York, Miami. Mm. And many, we have a gallery in Hong Kong as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the public to come and be able to, I want to say, smell the paint. Yeah.
So you're also one of the business leader in this industry. Can you share us what of the some criteria that we need in order to make something possible like this event?
Okay, you need to first be able to present a good inventory with a good curation. Our gallery concept is a mix of modern masters. To name a few, it can be like Picasso, or it can be Salvador Dali. But we also have a number of contemporary artists that we carry within our gallery network. So I think we manage about 150 contemporary artists. And this mix, I'm talking about opera gallery, this mix is what attracts the public and the collectors within our gallery network.
That's a good effort.
We have a huge spectrum. And it's very interesting for the collector to visit our galleries.
All right, that's a very good insight. I want to say thank you, Stefan, for sharing insight.
Thank you so much.
I want to say thank you very much to Stefan, Director of Opera Gallery Asia,
thank you so much.
Thank you very much. All right. So for more of this, you can visit astrawani.com and all platforms digital Astrawani. And this is all me reporting from Hong Kong.
Josh,